You can be afraid of only so much. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The challenge of being an American lately is deciding what's worth being afraid of. FBI Director James Comey was on the air over the weekend talking about the threat of terrorist attacks.
They are experienced terrorists, experienced bomb makers, experienced killers, experienced planners.
Sure enough, the polling shows 75% of Americans are concerned about a terrorist attack. Then there's the threat of cyber attacks.
People have connected their entire lives to the internet. That's where those who want to steal money or hurt kids or defraud go. So it's an epidemic.
And the polls say 70% of us consider cyber attacks a major threat. But now there's competition from another epidemic, Ebola.
I consider this a top national security priority.
Yes, especially when the only precaution to stop an exposed person from hopping on a U.S.-bound plane is a questionnaire at the airport in Liberia asking, were you exposed? But not to worry.
We're also going to be working on protocols to do additional passenger screening at the source and in the United States.
And so far, that reassurance seems to have worked. Americans haven't gone into an Ebola panic, despite the internet's best efforts to create one. But the point is, there's a lot of competition for our emotional attention, which might be why the Supreme Court decided yesterday that, what the heck, let's just make gay marriage the law of the land. In the current context, that such a thing was once seen as a threat suddenly seems pretty silly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.